The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
That doesn't bode well for the future, does it? I mean, it doesn't bode well for the future, Dom. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest, guys.
We've got internal decisions to be making very soon on this show. And, I mean, there was no... Let's be honest. Good morning, everyone, by the way.
Hello.
That was impressive.
There was no chance ever he's going to be offered, you know, Pippa's job.
Do you know what I think?
Never get it. Oh, right. Come on,
well,
please.
When you say it like
we've got
this.
More chance of Phoenix getting it. In fact, that's who I've recommended.
That'd
be exec producer of the show. I said Phoenix should be the brand new boss of the Chris Moyle Show.
You have said that for a number of years.
I'll tell you why.
I agree.
Three reasons. Number one, I really like Phoenix.
Yeah.
Number two, he works very hard. And number three, we'll get away with murder.
That's true. Absolutely true.
Isn't that right, Phoenix? See?
Exactly.
See? Too scared to even...
That's how laid back he is as a manager.
Isn't that right, Captain?
Oh.
Okay.
Have we got...
No, it's fine. Captain?
Hello?
Phoenix?
Hello.
There you go.
Oh, there we are.
I thought we were two down then.
I did.
No. Technical difficulties. That's
you wouldn't know, though.
No, you wouldn't know.
I think we stayed calm.
Well, we had the Pips and we had Adam Brown pretending to do the Pips.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was good, actually, Adam.
Can't control that.
Do you think Adam's going to come on and go, morning?
I think he may be in a taxi.
No.
I didn't know what's going on.
Hey, there he is. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
Oh.
Whose fault was it?
James's.
Yeah. But no one knew, but you came on and did the beeps.
Yeah, it was good beeps.
Good pips. But you know the Pips actually went out on the air.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't know.
It's fine. So, basically, with about 20 seconds to go, I was just texting somebody, and then James comes in, leans right over me, and starts pressing buttons. Maybe he should have been pressing these buttons before 20 seconds to the start of the show.
Well, mine didn't work, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you'd have, again, done it a bit earlier, but that's the, you know, it's fair. You don't think like an exec producer. Why would you think that?
Is the club
just saying.
Out.
No, I'm just saying, you know. It's just, look, it's not for everyone, is it? Some people are CEO, some people work in the mailroom.
Do you not want me?
No. Let me make this evidently clear. I've never wanted you.
Yes, you did.
Right, listen to what I'm saying and repeat what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
Right. I don't want you on the show.
You chose me.
See, this is where there's a disconnect here.
Right.
The fact.
Adam, repeat after me. I like Adam Brown.
Right, yeah.
I'd like Adam Brown.
There you go, see? Yeah.
I like Adam Brown.
Yeah. And now, I don't like you, James. Repeat that.
I enjoy our friendship together.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's just slightly off in the translation.
Anyway, with 3 seconds to go, James is leaning across me, blocking my way to the button that I need to press to start the show. And I'm like, I kind of need to press that button there, James. And he didn't say anything.
I did it for you.
Right.
Yeah, you ran
but,
over.
But you had Genesis A open as well, so you had that slight echo.
Yeah. Mild.
Adam, I'm so sorry.
He said, do you know what?
He ruined the
I just thought I'd do some fail-safe pips anyway.
I didn't mind you doing the pips.
Doesn't sound like it's the first time you've done that, Adam. They were spot on.
He
every
practices.
Single one of them.
He practices at home in front of the mirror.
I'm surprised. I get that.
How are you, Adam Brownies a bear?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in delay.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's
you
why.
Were.
Okay.
Well, I'll keep it short. I just wanted to say hello, good morning. Have a great weekend. Yeah. You're
you too,
lovely.
Guys.
Adam came to my too. Adam came to my birthday drinks.
He did,
and left a hell of an impression with a lot of my friends who I've never met before.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, in a good way.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh no.
I tell you what I met, Chris. The guy who's on before you, Adam. Oh, isn't he lovely?
Yeah.
Isn't he lovely? And he was on the Guinness all night. And Adam doesn't really drink, but he was on Guinness all night long, knocking him back.
Guinness
him
Zero?
Well, yeah.
No.
It was.
Ah, was it? Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were on the Zero. It's nice, actually, the Zero, isn't it?
Well, nice.
Yeah.
Love it. And well, that's good, Chris.
Yeah. Everyone liked you. I told you, you're not weird.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Adam, I know I was drinking and you weren't drinking, but was I talking to you about allotments at some point at Chris's party?
Oh, there's a lot of allotment chat.
I don't know why we were doing that.
Was Dom very drunk?
You were quite drunk.
Yeah, quite drunk is good.
You were.
Quite is excellent. Not too. That's important.
No, not too drunk. No, yeah. You didn't go over that.
I didn't go over the threshold. I didn't give you a piggyback or anything like that. It was
nothing like that.
Good.
Yeah. Just a lot of allotment chat.
Yeah. Lucy's got an allotment. I don't know why I was talking to Adam about allotments. Because you don't have an allotment, do you?
No, I don't, unfortunately. None of us do, Dom, because none of us are 88 years old. No.
Hey, allotments are the new...
88-year-old hobby.
Yeah, no, 87 now. You don't have to be 88 anymore.
Adam, I'll let you go. Have a great weekend, my man.
Yeah. You too, guys.
Bye, Adam.
Take care.
Have
all
a
the
good
best.
One.
Bye.
Bye, Adam.
So when he's talking to us, he's hearing everything in a slight delay. So
yeah.
Makes it very, for him to have that chat and sound coherent.
That was good.
Shall I show you the example? If I put James's headphones in delay.
Oh.
So if I say to you, James.
Yeah.
What did you have for your tea last night?
Last night for my tea, I had...
Not in delay.
I had, weirdly, curry.
Not in delay.
Yeah, you had what?
A chicken curry.
Oh, did you?
Did you really?
I did have a chicken curry.
Somewhere.
It was a delivered one.
Mm-mm.
A prepared meal.
Right.
Yeah, I had one of them. And it was good. It wasn't too spicy.
What did you
have
with it?
I'm going to put him in delay now.
Wasn't too spicy. It was actually a red Thai chicken curry that... Wasn't spicy. And to be honest, I had 200 too many peppers.
Is this a place that you've ordered from before?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. I enjoy it because it's not like they don't go silly with the chilies.
They don't go sillies with the chilies.
Yeah.
They go silly with the chilies.
It's
good.
Not an enjoyable experience.
What, though. The echo? The delay?
No.
Okay.
It's too much.
The curry was nicer, probably. Silly chilies are a brilliant name for an Indian restaurant.
I'll put myself in delay if you want.
Yeah, do. Do you know, you're all right in it, though. Go on.
Okay.
Shove yourself in delay.
I will.
Did you have a nice evening last night? What did you do with yourself?
Tiff and I had some dinner, and then we watched TV.
Oh, what did you watch?
We watched the end of a Jason Statham movie.
Of a what, sorry? Of a who movie?
We watched a Jason Statham movie.
Oh, yeah,
the other night. But it was too long, so I had to go to bed.
Ah, okay. Was it The Beekeeper? Was it that one?
No, it was called Parker.
Parker? Oh, I've not seen it. Do you recommend it?
No.
Okay.
And now, I like Jason Statham.
You like?
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Jason Status.
Yeah.
It had Jennifer Lopez in. It had some really good actors in it. But I'll be honest, and even if Jason is listening, he'll admit it was a bit rubbish.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
But I enjoyed it.
Okay, and Jennifer Lopez is a good actress.
Yes, but...
All right, Chris, you back.
Jason...
It's very good.
Anyway, that's very what good, we yeah. did last night.
Very nice.
Last night. Anyway, I'm out of delay now. Yeah, it's very weird. Dom doesn't fall for it as much because he always takes his one headphone off and checks.
Well, I mean, I'm still rubbish at it.
Have you got both headphones on now?
They are fully on now.
Thank you. What did you do last night?
Oh, do you know what? We had an awful night. We had to pick our dog up from the vets because she's had an operation to remove something on her head.
Oh, no. Was it a party hat?
No, it was a horrible thing. But she's fine now, but they've left what can only be described as 12-inch scars on her
head. Oh, no.
So, yeah. So, and she's wearing a cone.
She's got the cone so she doesn't scratch.
Yeah, but she's struggling to get out the back door at the moment. She's sort of catching it. She's not spatially aware yet.
Oh, bless her.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. Honestly, it's absolutely horrible. She's fine, but it's horrible.
Good.
And how are you with it all? Because obviously, as anybody with a pet knows, the vet's bills are really, really good value for
you. They're really reasonable.
Very cheap.
Absolutely.
And you don't end up going, how much? Mm. Every time you get a bill from the
vet. My granddad was a vet, and they lived in quite a big house, and I now know why.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot, as you know as well, it's a lot of money, but they were very good, very friendly. They love her there.
Leia has a weeping eye. Right. I think she's got a torn tear duct in her left eye, and so therefore sometimes it weeps, but then there are days when it's really bad.
Yeah.
And obviously cats are very good at cleaning themselves. Anyway, obviously because we lost Chewy and everything, Tiff was just really concerned. I said, if you're that concerned, take Leia to the vet.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yes.
And they said, oh, it might be this or it might be that. I don't really know. Try her on this, on these eye drops. I'm like, how the hell are we meant to put eye drops in a cat?
It's hard enough on you.
That's like it's like trying to check the tonsils of a lion.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
No, no, no.
Anyway, it didn't really happen. Then we had to go back again and go, look, that's not really working. It's just something else we can do. And then somebody else looked at Leia and went and gave a totally different diagnosis of what they think might be wrong with her. And so to not find out what was wrong with Leia's eye and then find out that she's actually okay, it's nothing to worry about, cost a fortune.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
Everything costs a lot of money there.
Which is why I'm entering a competition today on the Chris Miles Show.
Ah.
This is smooth.
Thank you. No, it's what? Radio X.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you today?
Keep on brand. Let's keep on brand, guys.
God, it's all over the place.
Not smooth, is it?
Are you drunk, James?
No, I'm not. I didn't have anything last night. I know I had a gin and tonic at 8 p.m.
Just a one?
Just one.
Yeah. Was it important you had it at 8 p.m?
I was like, right, let's stop water cooking. Let's watch last one laughing and have a gin. We had 20 minutes off.
You went quite Norfolk then. Last one laughing.
Don't say the word. That word.
No, those
when you're in delay.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
I need to watch last one laughing.
Now.
The next one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some money to give away. Let's fade the music out because this is serious stuff. By the way, we're live on Global Player. Hello, if you're watching on Global Player, the official Radio X app. Open up the app, you can watch us live. It's wicked. Wherever you are in the world, try it now. Even Australia.
Yeah, it does. The internet.
It's a shame that if people watch in Australia, we can't just turn the feed upside down because they are down under.
That's right.
It's true.
Good day.
Right. We've got money to give away. This music. All right, so the weekend is here. It's the end of March. I don't know how your year's been so far. Everybody could do with a bit of money. And so we're going to do a little competition and give away some money. If you know how much we're about to give away, then get ready. I'm going to ask you a question and then you text in and you try and win. But if you don't know, let me tell you. This morning, one listener to the Chris Moyle Show is going to win this amount of money. Fingers crossed, we'll put it in your bank account today. So if you've got your bank details and you are the winner, you give those to us and we will put that money into your account. So before the end of play today, this afternoon, you could be winning from us £10,000.
Whoa.
£10,000. And we do it with a premium rate phone line question thing. Mm. The text is going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. We're going to close the lines at 8 o'clock this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain if you want to play. All of the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. What is online entry? So if you've got a work phone and you can't text a short code, or if you're... that's pretty much it. Because if you're outside the UK, you can't enter.
Yeah.
Can you enter if you're outside the UK but live in the UK?
Nope.
Oh, OK. Sorry. Dems the rules.
Yep.
In Great Britain.
RadioX.co.uk is where all the rules are. Now, I'm going to read the question, and all you've got to do is text the word WIN, followed by your answer. You can only do this live up until 8 a.m. It's Friday, March 28th, 2025. So if you're watching this on catch up or listening on catch up, don't text in. Get it all over. It all over. But right now, live at 6:45 in the morning, here's your question. If you want to win £10,000, you text the word win and then the answer to this question. 10 years ago, jeepers. I've just realised what the question is.
Yeah.
10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show The Late Late Show? That's right. You know the answer. You write the word win and you write the name of that person. And you send it to 83936. 10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show The Late Late Show? Text the word win, then the name of that person, send it to 83936, and you could win £10,000.
What? That's a lot of money.
I know, right?
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. I was telling Tef last night, have you worked out which voice you're going to put on when I call you to win the money?
Absolutely.
She said Swedish, so...
Good one, good choice.
Hello, Chrysanthemum!
Yeah, no, that's Swedish.
Right. That's more rubbish. Now, the way this works, if you're curious, is people text in. Now, you think there's going to be, like, I don't know, 25,000 people texting in.
Probably, we don't know.
I actually don't know.
We won't know.
But on what I know about radio is most people don't text in. Okay? So out of however many listeners we've got right now, let's say we've got 1 million people listening to the show right now, the majority of people listening won't text in. So your odds of winning in that regard increase. And plus, I would say 95% of the winners we've ever had on this show go, do you know, I don't win anything, mate. So if you're like, well, I'm not going to text things, I'm not going to win, you weirdly tick the box of a lot of our winners.
Yes, exactly right.
So all you got to do is write the word win and then the answer, send it to 83936. That text is going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you win, we'll put £10,000 in your bank account. We'll close the lines at 8 o'clock. So if you're driving now or you're getting up or you're in the shower, whatever, you've got till 8 o'clock to text the word win followed by your answer to 83936. You do need to be 18 or over. You do need to live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including the online entry details, are at radiox.co.uk. 10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show The Late Late Show? Who from Gavin and Stacey became the host of The Late Late Show in America? Write the word win, write your answer, 83936. I'm telling you, somebody is definitely going to win £10,000. Why the hell shouldn't it be you? You deserve it. You'd be great with £10,000, wouldn't you? So text the word win, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. Don't forget to start your text with the word win, okay? And good luck.
Good luck.
Good
luck.
That's what they say at the end of the intaken when he phones him.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. And the guy at the end of the phone goes, good luck. Good luck.
I don't think he's going to enter.
I don't think you can.
£10,000 in your bank account today. Let's have a look. If your number starts 0755, didn't ask you to start with that word.
No.
You've got all of that. You've literally written three words and two of them are wrong. don't do it on WhatsApp. It's only on text, which is why I said 83936. So, Ant, your WhatsApp text. Your WhatsApp was a waste of time. Okay. Thank you. I'm not receiving notifications. If this is urgent, reply urgent to send a notification through with your original message. I don't know why you sent me that, but thanks very much anyway.
No.
Here's another one. I'm driving with focus turned on. I'll see your message when I arrive at my destination.
Same person.
Thanks for letting me know. Yeah. Very nice of you. Chris, I'm in bed in Spain on holiday.
Is he showing off?
Yeah. Have you seen that text? I can't read the rest of the text out because they either allude to the answer,
yes,
or they're rude about the answer. So I can't read any more of those out. I'm going to be very careful.
Exactly.
I don't know what to do today. I'm meant to be going to the gym with Jamie.
Right. Have you got your gym kit with you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's putting you off the idea?
The fact that I don't feel well. Mm. I'm full of cold.
Yeah. Go home, have a nap.
Well, I won't do that because there's stuff to do. But so yesterday I had lunch.
Oh, you did. I was going to ask you, how was it?
Great.
Yeah, good.
Great.
Have you said who you're having lunch
no.
with? Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a celebrity?
King Charles.
King Charles.
Yeah. Went to Burger nice. King. He loves a Whopper.
Burger just, King Charles.
Yeah, he loves a Whopper, does Casey. Mm.
Whopper. Is that why he's cancelled everything today?
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what? He did eat a lot yesterday.
Right.
Oh, he's had too much.
Yeah.
He had a Whopper. And then a chicken royale.
Whoa.
I saw Mr. Jam yesterday for lunch.
Yes. How is he?
Mr. Jam from Capital Dance. Capital Dance.
Yes.
He's looks amazing.
Yes.
Looks incredible.
He's one of the nicest people you could ever hope to meet, Mr.
He's also, yeah, he is.
He really is.
Right. He's also brilliant.
He is, yeah.
I listen to his show a lot.
Mm.
And I always send him a message when I'm listening. If I go on holiday, I generally go to the gym in the afternoon,
right
in the afternoon, and he will be on. So I will listen to him on Capital Dance via Global Player. I'm such a team player.
You really are, actually.
And I'll always drop him a message or a photo of me in the gym, and then within like 5-10 minutes, he goes, Chris is listening in the gym. And I get a right buzz out of it, I'll be honest. It's great hearing your name mentioned
on the
radio.
On the radio when you're not on the radio yourself is so exciting.
It's great.
Shout-outs are fun.
They really are. People love it, don't they?
Anyway, so I went to the gym yesterday because I had time to kill, so I thought, you know what, why don't I go to the gym? And I've got to be careful because I'm not well. And Jamie, I've been my trainer, he said like years ago, don't train if you don't feel well because if you push yourself too much,
it's not
you
good.
Make yourself worse, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll just go and run. I feel okay. Maybe you can sweat it out a little bit.
Right.
So that's what I did. Anyway, then I'm meant to be seeing him today and it'll be weights and strength stuff and everything.
Okay.
And he's like, how do you feel? I went, I feel a bit rubbish, but like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just go on the treadmill and walk. And he's replied, I think you're right, but if you do walk, don't be a pillock and end up running a half marathon. Because...
good use of pillock.
Jamie knows me very well. I have all these good intentions of just getting on the treadmill, put a movie on my phone, and just start walking. But the treadmill on an incline and just walk. Just walk.
Mm.
Distract myself with a movie or a couple of episodes of a TV show I'm watching. You know, watch Severance or something. Just walk.
Yes.
Just walk. But I get bored. Or I think, if I just jog for a little bit, then I'll hit my target quicker or I'll burn a little bit more.
Mm.
And then I might walk and jog. Walk and jog. Walk and... I'll do a quicker jog.
Yeah, jog.
I'll walk and run.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll run and then jog. And then the next thing is, I've done too much.
Yeah, well, Jamie doesn't want you to do that, thank you very much.
No.
Just a walk today, please.
You know, I do miss the old days when I wouldn't have even had this conversation.
No.
It would have been in the pub at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And that would have been my...
Absolutely, that would have been Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Were you happier
Simpler
then?
Times.
Were you happier then?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something to be said for it, isn't there?
I told you, I had the mindset of like a 16-year-old. I could eat and drink whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Now, yes, was I morbidly obese? I was.
That is the downside
Correct.
To the lifestyle choice.
But put that aside, I could eat and drink whatever I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. And you did.
I did.
To be fair.
And I'm never ill.
No.
I've never spent a night in hospital. I've never, you know, all of that. And I used to smoke a lot, drink a lot, and eat a lot of bad food.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, was I happy.
You were. Yeah. It's not a great advert for doing exercise and not eating bad food, is it, I suppose?
And then I started exercising. But the exercising that I would do would be exercise, then go to the pub, have pie and chips and a few pints.
Mm.
Doesn't that balance out, though?
Balance. And you know someone who knows a lot about balance? Paul McCartney.
He does, yeah. My friend, who isn't my friend, Paul McCartney.
It's a back reference to Monday Show.
Yeah, that was funny.
Right, if you're texting in for the money, best of luck. It's £10,000. I will remind you just after 8 o'clock if you just switched on. Whoa, £10,000, yeah. 10 grand.
So good. On a Friday as well. What a weekend they're going to have.
Do you know how much more than our Christmas thank you bonus, 10 grand is?
Oh, it's a lot of money. 10 grand. That's a lot.
10 grand.
Mm.
10 grand.
You'd be so
That
happy.
Is more than I'm going to earn today. That is more than Nick Ferrari is going to earn today.
Yeah.
That is more than Amanda Holden. That is almost as much as Amanda Holden
That's
will
it.
Earn
it's
today.
Half of what Amanda Holden gets, but still a lot of money.
That, 10 grand, Ashley Tabor King has to get out of bed and walk to the ensuite.
Yep.
And that's far.
To earn that much money.
Absolutely.
Actually, he doesn't walk, does he? He gets carried.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Right.
No, he doesn't.
£10,000 up for grabs this morning. I wish you all the best of luck. I really do. It's an amazing amount of money. It's Friday. I'm in a good mood. We've got a platinum hour, and Dominic's got your news next. The Chris Miles Show. Dance, everybody. Radio. Okay, that'll do.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Amazing deals now on at Currys. Like £60 off the HP Smart Tank 5106 printer. Now 149. Hold on, that's got to be some sort of printing error. 149. For cost-efficient, high-quality printing and scanning. And a best-in-class printing app. And with free ink. Wow. In-store and online at Currys. Are you sure that's not a printing error? Was £209.99 from the 10th to the 25th of the 3rd. Offer ends 30th of the 4th, 2025.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
Investment scams, crypto scams, impersonation scams, romance scams. In the UK alone, somebody is scammed every 10 seconds. At CEL Solicitors, we've recovered over £100 million for our clients. So if you've lost money to a scam, we may be able to help get it back. Rated excellent on Trustpilot, you know you're in safe hands. Start your claim today.
CEL.
We listen. We care. We win.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On The Beach.
Hey, business owners. Need help taking payments online? Well, there's a whole world of transactions powered by Elavon. Whether it's through payment accepting, customer connecting, real-time reporting, round-the-clock supporting, fraud detecting or business protecting. Elavon supports all payments for your business. To get started, visit elavon.co.uk. Elavon, your world of payments. Supported by Visa.
Last one laughing. You laugh, you're out.
Oh, this is a funny lot.
Joining us are Bob Mortimer, Daisy May Cooper, Richard Iwadi.
I haven't laughed since the 90s.
Sarah Pascoe, Joe Lycett, Lou Sanders.
We are bad at this game.
Joe Wilkinson, Harriet Kemsley, Judy Love and Rob Beckett.
I think I need a moment.
Join host Jimmy Carr with Roisin Conaty as 10 of Britain's best comedians do battle.
New series Last One Laughing. Watch now, only on Prime Video.
Give your family's broadband a spring refresh with EE's ultra-fast full fiber.
How fast we talking?
You'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
That is quick.
And we'll make the switch easy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with one-touch switch, we'll handle it all for you.
Nice.
Plus, it's powered by BT. Switch today and pay nothing for 3 months.
$32.99 from month 4, 24 months. $35.99 from 31st of March 2026. $38.99 from 31st of March 2027. New customers, 50% availability. Terms apply.
News update next.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning, if you're just waking up, if your radio's just gone off, if your clock radio has just gone off, and slash smart speaker, or your phone, whatever, welcome, it is Friday. Hi, Chris Moyles here. We've got a competition running this morning, and we have to give away, just after 8 o'clock this morning, £10,000. That £10,000, if you win it, will go in your bank account today. You'll have it by this afternoon. I'll give you the details of how you can win it after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's a minute past seven.
From Global's newsroom, the King has cancelled his engagements today after spending a short period of time in hospital. Buckingham Palace has confirmed he's experiencing side effects from his cancer treatment, but it's said to be a minor bump in the road, and Charles has since returned to Clarence House. Newsweek's royal correspondent Jack Royston has told Radio X it's being downplayed by the palace.
All the noises coming from the palace are very much, you know, he's fine, it's all still fine, you know, everybody's still very positive and optimistic in the long term.
In other news this morning, the Justice Secretary has said the government can't build its way out of overcrowding problems in prisons. It comes as a new one is opened in Yorkshire, HMP Millsike. Shabana Mahmood says they're considering other options now as well.
We have to make sure that our prisons are able to cut crime by helping offenders turn their backs on a life of crime, and we have to expand the range of punishment outside of prison for those who don't pose a risk to the public.
And the fire which caused a total shutdown of Heathrow Airport has now finally been put out. It's taken almost a week. London Fire Brigade say investigations into exactly how it started are still ongoing.
Sport.
Chelsea will face Barcelona in the semi-finals of the Women's Champions League. They came back from 2-0 down in the first leg to beat Manchester City 3-2 on aggregate last night. Novak Djokovic is into the semi-finals of the Miami Open tennis. It's after his delayed match against America's Sebastian Corda. The 24-time Grand Slam champion fought back to secure victory in a tiebreak. And the RFU's chairman has called for unity after a vote of no confidence in its chief exec. Bill Sweeney got backing to continue in the role after taking home over £1 million last year during a time of record losses.
Is that it?
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it. We'll do a bit of FA Cup preview stuff at 8 o'clock because the quarterfinals this weekend.
Okay.
You got that to look forward to.
Okay.
Are you playing? You must be playing tomorrow.
Swansea.
I'll stick that in as well.
Mm-hmm. What else?
What else?
If you've not heard the news.
Go on. Is this breaking sports news or news?
Captain.
Hello there.
Where's my Yuki Tsunoda shut up clip? Do you know where that,
Do you know what that is?
I will find it for you.
Thank you. So there is. Do you know what it is?
I do know what it is.
Do you know what it is, James?
Yeah. No.
Okay, so Yuki Tsunoda, one of our favourite Formula One drivers. Shut up! He's very angry. He's brilliant on the comms.
Mm.
Shut up! I've got it now. Well, there is... Yuki, are you listening?
I am, shut up!
Okay, there he is.
I love that clip.
He is going to be leaving his team.
Yes.
What?
Yep.
Mm.
He is going to be leaving.
Hasn't it just started?
Yes.
Is this real?
Yes, it is real.
There are only one race. Is it two races in, aren't they? The Australian and the Chinese.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Why?
So he drives for, or did drive, well, for AlphaTauri. So he's not going to be driving for them anymore.
Mm. Oh. Shut up.
You're moving on, aren't you, Yuki?
Yeah, shut up.
There you are.
He is moving on.
Do you know where he's going?
No.
Red Bull.
Is he?
Mm.
Yes. Yuki is moving up. He's going to replace Liam Lawson.
Yeah.
From the Japanese Grand Prix. Liam Lawson will drop down to Racing Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And Yuki will replace him at Red Bull. Which means, and I can't quite believe this, driving for Red Bull will be Max Verstappen and Yuki Tsunoda.
Yeah, shut up!
Yeah, well, no, well done. I'm delighted for you, Yuki. You're my favourite. And this is going to make things very exciting.
That's high. I mean, I'm not as big a F1 fan as you are. That is highly unusual, though, surely, after two races into a season.
Well, so
to demote a driver and then
it's arguably still Red Bull. It's kind of like Red Bull and then the Red Bull Academy.
Right.
And diehard F1 fans will go, "It's still not that at all," but it's a bit like that.
But Liam Lawson must be gutted.
Yes, but you know, it's very cutthroat, the F1 world. Mm. It's great when it's great. But it's not when it's not.
So has someone been booted out?
So yeah, Liam Lawson will, they'll swap, essentially.
But, oh, they'll swap.
Yeah.
Ah. I get it.
Yeah.
Holy. So they are you delighted, Yuki?
Yeah, shut up!
Okay.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
A few early showers in the south of the UK should brighten up later on, though. There should be highs of 14 degrees, although it was meant to be 18 yesterday, and it wasn't. It was freezing. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
We've had a text from somebody.
Oh, yes.
I won't need read any names, saying, "I have a chauffeur business and one of my clients is Red Bull. I'll no doubt have Yuki in the car sometime soon." Do you know that, Yuki?
Yeah, shut up!
Okay, lovely.
Wow, that's cool. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, shut up!
Okay.
He says he'll try and get you a video message, that person who sent that in.
Oh, really?
Yuki, yeah.
Do you know what video message I want? It's kind of like a radio-friendly version of your man from Succession.
Right.
Because you'd love him to just... You'd love a video message from him telling you to jeff off.
Yeah, absolutely.
But from Yuki...
Yeah.
If you're up for it, Yuki, would you do me a video telling me to shut up?
Yeah, shut up!
This
Did you do the weather?
Is Radio
I've done the weather,
X.
Yes.
From Global.
Sorry, I'm all over the place this morning. It's 7 minutes past seven now. Who wants to win £10,000? Right, £10,000 we have to give away. And that £10,000, if you win it, will go into your bank account today. This is huge. This is a huge amount of money.
Mm.
Now, they give us... there are certain rules, by the way. When we do these competitions, the rules are, like, ludicrously tight. They're really, really important. And there are things that you can say and there are things that you can't say when you're giving away money. Now, I always say, if you can't afford to text in, then don't text in. It's fine. If you're going to afford it, then do it. It's £10,000. It's a lot of money. And I'm told, Dom, that I can't say certain things. And I know this. I'm not allowed to say certain phrases.
Okay.
But £10,000 is like...
Oh.
I don't care if you earn £25,000 a year or £125,000 a year.
Mm.
That's 10 grand.
10 grand is 10 grand.
Like, it's 10 grand. You know?
And it's in your bank today.
We joked yesterday.
That's great.
We joked yesterday about Ronaldo. If he dropped a £50 note, by the time it would take him to bend down and pick it up, he'd have earned more than that. So there's no point.
It wasn't worth his time.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is 10 grand. You wouldn't drop 10 grand and go, "Do you know what? I'm so rich. I'm just going to keep on walking." You'd be like, "Bloody hell, I just chopped 10 grand.
Exactly.
So, £10,000 to give away. Somebody has to win it this morning. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to write the word "win" and then the answer to this question. 10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show The Late Late Show? 10 years ago. Can you believe it?
That's
10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show The Late Late Show? For your chance to win £10,000 in your bank today, You text the word win and then your answer, and you send it to 83936. Not WhatsApp, just on the text. And you've got to start your text the word win. Don't worry, by the way, if you're entering and you're doing everything right, there will be people who will still send that to WhatsApp and it won't count.
Yes.
There'll be still people who will just write the answer and not the word win.
Mm-hmm.
So, text the word win, and then the name of the Gavin and Stacey star that became the host of American talk show, The Late Late Show. You write their name, and then you send it to 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 8 o'clock this morning, so you've got 50 minutes. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. You've got it? Are you excited by this?
Yeah, shut up!
All right, fair enough. So, 10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show, The Late Late Show? Text the word WIN, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. That's WIN, followed by your answer, 83936. Good luck! You feeling lucky?
Yeah, shut up!
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
It was a beautiful day yesterday.
It wasn't. Was it nice in London?
Yeah.
It wasn't at all where we were.
Oh, my God. Blue sky, clear, summer's day.
Seriously?
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, we didn't have that at all. It was horrible. No, it was horrible.
Someone texted in saying, why are you saying it was cold? They were in Leeds yesterday. It was like 19 degrees.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I looked at the weather app. Not that I just use weather apps. Obviously, I use my meteorological chart. And it said it was going to be 18 degrees where I lived. It was 11 and it was freezing.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
Really cold. You need to send them charts back.
I do. Get rid of those charts.
It got a bit windy, but it was fine. It was still a lovely looking day, Dom.
I was meant to play golf with Warrington John yesterday.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
His car blew up.
What?
His car blew up. Pretty much blew up.
What, like a Harrison Ford action movie?
Not quite. He pulled up outside the house, so there's something wrong with the car. He opened the bonnet, and you know where you put the coolant in, is it?
Right.
Mm. He put some water in that, and it was it boiled like a kettle. And the whole thing just kind of steamed up. So we didn't play golf. He came in for a cup of coffee and waited till it's cooled down and drove home again. What a shame. I think he thinks the car's going to be a write-off. He'll have to scrap the car. It's a really nice
car. Did he put the wrong thing in the wrong place?
Probably.
I don't
know.
That's why he's got kids.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry.
Silly man.
Yeah.
Now, you had smoke coming out of your car.
Still have a little bit. Mm. So I'm taking mine into the garage on Monday. So I'm going to... Yeah.
You are literally hemorrhaging money at the moment.
I know,
you?
Honestly, it's ridiculous.
What can we do? Do you want me to rig this competition so you win? Or do you want me to say to whoever wins...
How strict are the T's and C's on who can enter this?
Okay, well, it's probably in the rules, or not against the rules, that if somebody wins and they want to give you £1,000 of it...
Yeah, then they can.
Because we can't rig it.
No, we can't.
They can.
Oh, well, that's... I mean, do you know what? I'd be accepting of that. That'd be lovely.
Yeah. I don't want anything, though. You can give my share to charity.
Oh, damn it.
But Dom will take his.
Yeah. Oh, I sound a bit mercenary now. I'll give 50% of the 1,000 to charity.
No, you won't.
I wouldn't, actually.
No.
No.
Well, you've got 9 kids. You've got a sick dog.
Yeah.
You've got a smoking car.
It's so expensive.
And a smoking wife.
Hey, guys.
Well, that old lady indoors, she's smoking. Yeah, the old girl, huh? The old woman.
Listen, you call her the old
that
girl.
That old lady.
Yeah. Morning, Lucy. You didn't get much sleep last night.
Old Dame Lucy. What?
Because the dog was ill, not for any other reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The old dimity jimity. Yeah. If the bedrooms are rocking, don't come a knocking.
That's it.
That's right.
It's a good accent.
You be careful. You don't want to kill her at her age.
Hey, listen
what?
Now.
What? You started it.
I did.
You called her the
I
old...
I said... No, I did. I... Just for context, I said she's older today because it was her birthday. And you went, oh, she's an old one. And then this all started.
Ah, the old one. She's an old one.
It spiraled.
I feel worse today with my cold than I, like, since...
You sound a bit more bunged up.
Yeah. Does that mean it's on the way out?
It should be. When did you get it? Monday?
Monday, I'm like, I've got a bit of a sore throat. Now, bearing in mind, I'm never ill. Like, I'm never ill. Which means that when I am ill, I'm really good at dealing with it like a grown-up.
That's it.
You had any medicine today?
No.
I'd take something from it.
James gives me drugs every day when I come into the studio.
Yeah.
It's like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, medication.
It's like the worst rock and roll documentary ever. I walk into the studio and James goes, take these now. And it's just a couple of paracetamol.
Yeah.
Where are they?
What are you dispensing today, James, from your chemist?
Yeah. There's one in there.
Give us the...
One?
I nicked one of them.
You need two.
No, I think it was me. I think I dropped one and it just disappeared. It's going in, John.
You're going in? Down. That's it. You swallowed it all right on Wednesday.
Do you know why? I told you this before.
Have you done it now?
Yeah.
Very good.
I used to throw my head backwards. Mm. Like I'd been electrocuted.
Yeah.
So I used to put the tablet at the back of my tongue, take a gobful of water, and then throw my head backwards while swallowing at the same time.
Yes.
And somebody saw me, and I did this for years. That's how I took tablets. Mm. And somebody saw me do it and went, what on earth are you doing? And I'm like, it's the only way I can take tablets. And they went, no, you just put it on your tongue.
Mm.
I went, no, I know that. He goes, no, just put it on your tongue and then drink water. I went, no, that's what I'm doing. He goes, no, you're taking a tablet. Just put the tablet on your tongue and then drink water normally.
Yes.
And the water and the tablet will go down your throat. And I went, but it doesn't work like that. The next time I did, I went, oh, yeah, it does.
It completely does, yeah. Yeah.
Mind blown. Mm. And this is the top-notch quality that you have to endure just to win £10,000. I've also got a platinum hour as well. And I saw Mike Walsh on the tube the other day.
No way!
Yeah.
Morning, Mike Walsh.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you don't know Mike Walsh? Oh, okay. He used to work at Radio X.
Radio X. Coming up.
Lovely fella.
More Chris Moyle Show fun that will be extra fun because it's Friday, baby.
That's right, baby.
What on earth have you been sending to Dom in the post? Oh. We might have a look at your letter shortly.
Shorty.
Plus, ka-ching, jackpot, cashier number 3, please.
Yeah.
We've got £10,000 of cash money to give away on the show this morning. Friday, more like Fry Yes.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
So Friday morning, and the Chris Moyle Show is on. We've got a platinum hour at 9 o'clock. Honestly, just a whole hour of brilliant tunes. And so, I bet there's a song in there you've not heard for a dog's age. Details of that later. £10,000 to give away. But we'll start with Fatboy Slim.
We've come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to pray. Should.
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
You put it in your mouth and you drink as normal.
Pretty much.
And it goes down a treat.
Goes down a treat.
There you are. Yeah, you still there, Yuki?
Yeah, shut up!
Okay, good. There you are. I'm taking one tablet.
Well done.
Yeah.
That should kick in 20 minutes and you'll feel like a new man.
Sorted.
Again, it's me and Ozzy Osbourne are very, very similar.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's right.
You know, we're very rock and roll. Yeah. I've just had one drug.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Not two, because I might be driving later. So.
Exactly.
And I've got to press all these buttons. Mm. I hate being ill. I'm such a baby. It's so pathetic.
Where do you stand on Lemsip? Because I love a Lemsip.
I don't know. Mm. You like it?
It sends me a bit weird in a good way. It gives me loads
of... So do Mocky Mags.
Well, this is it. Each their own. I just get loads of energy. I get a massive energy boost with Lemsip. It does work. I mean, take it in moderation. Don't take it.
Yeah.
Obviously, take it if you're ill.
But you only take it when you're...
Contains paracetamol.
You don't have one every day. Like.
No. Only when if I got a cold or something
You're not out for dinner with Lucy and they go, what can I get you, sir? Do you go, do you have a Lemsip?
Lucy will have the tiramisu. I'll have a Lemsip, please. Thank you very much.
Certainly, sir. What flavour would you like? Blackcurrant?
I like the original.
Certainly.
If you have it. Thank you.
On ice?
Yes, please.
Well, no, I'll push through because I'm a trooper. And also as well, I don't like to moan about how ill I am.
Exactly right, you do. You just crack on.
Thank you. Well, I told you I'm not feeling very well today. The Chris Miles Show. It is 7:22.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Jump into the Agile City SUV.
Radio X.
Budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
Last one laughing. You laugh, you're out.
Oh, this is a funny lot.
Joining us are Bob Mortimer, Daisy May Cooper, Richard Iwadi.
I haven't laughed since the 90s.
Sarah Pascoe, Joe Lycett, Lou Sanders.
We are bad at this game.
Joe Wilkinson, Harriet Kemsley, Judy Love and Rob Beckett.
I think I need a moment.
Join host Jimmy Carr with Roisin Connerty as 10 of Britain's best comedians do battle. New series Last One Laughing. Watch now, only on Prime Video.
Nothing beats a Jet2 holiday. So what are you waiting for? Escape to favourites like Costa Blanca, Morocco and the Algarve. And get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from your nearest airport with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Is it time for a little payday treat? Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Imagine getting a surprise call at work.
You've just won a huge cash prize. What would you spend it on? Start making your wish list and enter today at winplus.co.uk. Win Plus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Muller Corner Originals presents...
Let's get ready to crumble!
The 90s are back once again with Muller Corner Originals Apple Crumble and Cherry Bakewell inspired.
Get steady and crumble. Everybody crumble.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy. Happy Friday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, we go to Redditch, where a local is waiting to give us an insider's view of this week's pet town. Plus, we thrill to Little Size Friday Horn, and it's Mother's Day on Sunday. We mark this auspicious occasion with a celebration of mums that rock. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7. It's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Give your family's broadband a spring refresh with EE's ultra-fast full fiber.
How fast we talking?
You'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
That is quick.
And we'll make the switch easy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with one-touch switch, we'll handle it all for you.
Nice.
Plus, it's powered by BT. Switch today and pay nothing for 3 months.
$32.99 from month 4, 24 months. $35.99 from 31st of March 2026. $38.99 from 31st of March 2027. New customers, 50% availability. Terms apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
And just like that, we're back. Absolutely fantastic.
Radio X.
You know, we were talking earlier. Good morning, by the way. Thanks for listening to the show. We've got £10,000 to give away today. Question I will repeat in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were saying this morning and yesterday, Cristiano Ronaldo earns so much money. If he dropped a £50 note on the floor, in the time it would take him to bend down and pick it up, he'd earn more than £50. It's not worth his while.
Yes, yeah.
Ben in Kingston said, if I dropped 5p, I would have to stop and pick it up.
Right, okay. It's different. It's yeah. Just a contrast.
Then. Everybody's different.
That's it.
Oh, God. And a lot of people are asking me about the tablet-taking thing. Do you know what I said before, Fatboy Slim, that I used to struggle to take tablets. Like, I don't take a lot of tablets. I'm not a big druggie.
You're not a pill popper?
No, I'm really not.
No.
I'm not. No, very different to you, Dom.
Oh, I'm popping left, right,
and centre. I saw you chatting with that fella this morning in Leicester Square.
Yeah, no, that... Oh, no, did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we were just having a chat about football. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I used to struggle taking tablets, and now I literally put the tablet in my tongue, and then I drink water or whatever, absolutely normal. Mm. And I don't throw my head back like I've been electrocuted or something like I used to do, and it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you're taking like a tablet the size of a rat.
Mm. That's a big tablet.
Too big.
That would be too big, that.
I would break that down. In fact, I would question the doctor. Are these even real things?
That's not NHS, is it? They're not doing that on the NHS.
You only get those massive pills if you go private.
You've got to go private.
Okay. We got £10,000 to give away this morning. I'll give you the question very quickly after Mr. Jerry Cinnamon.
Powder up your nose, that's the way the water flows.
drinking cider in the golf course, just a distant memory. Down the park and pick a fight, popping pills all through the night. We wait.